7 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock, and that was Adele coming through with Easy On Me. We are officially in the final hour of the show, and like I had promised you that we've got an exclusive interview today. We are joined by Professor Adri Drofsky, visiting us from the College of Business and Economics. She's here to chat to us a little bit about academic integrity during the month of March, because it is the awareness month. Welcome, Prof. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
We are awesome. We are privileged to have you in studio. Can you tell us a little bit about, before we get into the topic of discussion, can you tell us what the School of Management is all about?
School of Management is one of the 6 schools within the College of Business and Economics, CBE. Mm-hmm. And the school is consisting of 4 different departments.
Okay.
The Department of Business Management, Industrial Psychology and People Management, Transport Supply Chain Management, and Financial Investment Management. So it's all the management disciplines.
Oh, okay.
All put together there in the School of Management. And we have around 7,000 students in the school, so
wow.
It's quite big.
Mm-hmm.
And just under 200 staff members.
Okay.
So it's a big school.
So is that on the Bunting campus, right?
We're on all the campuses.
Oh, okay. I thought because you said School of Business and Economics, so I thought it would only be on this campus. Interesting, because
yeah,
no, you mentioned industrial psychology.
Yes.
Which is on the Kingsway campus, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So we have staff and students on all 4 campuses.
Okay. Can you also tell us about why integrity is so important and why students need to be aware of it, especially now that we're transitioning back into campus learning and it's no longer being online, because we already know about the difficulties of online learning?
So I would like to take it a step back and just start with what integrity is all about.
Perfect.
I think just to put it in, mm-hmm. into context.
Yes.
So integrity, in the simplest way to describe it, is that you, it's the quality that you have, that we have as
mm-hmm.
human beings, of being honest.
Yes.
And to have a very strong moral principle.
Yeah.
That we do everything that we do about.
In a good way. Yes.
Absolutely. So, so if we put academic integrity then, on the table, it is to have that honesty and that way of doing things. In everything academic that you do, in
yes.
your assignments, in your exams, in everything that you do, in your research, that you do it in a honest way, and that you can feel good after you've done it, that it is my work.
Yes,
and it's 100%. Only my view. I did not
copy
somebody
cheese.
Else's. Mm.
Yes,
exactly. Yes. Yes.
Why is March specifically the Academic Integrity Awareness Month?
Well, we thought that, it's the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
and all the students have been starting with their programs now for 2 months into
yes.
it already. And I think people are starting to get a feel for doing assignments,
yes,
writing exams,
mm-hmm.
starting to do proposals for research.
Yes.
And we thought that to just be that conscience and to just be there and just remind all students again that it is really worth your while to do things in an with integrity and in an honest manner.
Yeah. I actually saw a lot of flyers around this campus.
Yes.
Honesty, fairness, all over, which is really encouraging to not only believe or think that integrity is only for you, but it also says a lot about who you are and the institution that you come from. Because at the end of the day, when we graduate and leave the University of Johannesburg, we are like ambassadors for UJ.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Then let us just quickly pay the bills and then we'll continue with this interview. If you have any questions that you want to ask Professor Dari Dorsky, you can hit us up at UJFM on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And when you tweet, please don't forget to use that hashtag UJInsight. But for now, let's pay the bills and we will resume with this conversation.
50 years, populations can more than double. The world can become more connected. Generations can become inspired. The Nedbank and Old Mutual Budget Speech Competition has been powering South Africa's brightest young minds for 50 years. Creating leaders who are unafraid to start changing the world today. Imagine what we can achieve over the next 50 years if we work together. Find out more at budgetspeechcompetition.co.za.
On 95.4.
Ordinary South Africans are determined that the past be known. The better to ensure that it is not repeated. They seek this not out of vengeance, but so that we can move into the future together. After nearly 90 years of life, it is time for new heads to lift the burdens. It is in your hands now.
Serving humanity through innovation. UJFM, shaping the future.
13 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock, and we are still interviewing Professor Adri Dorsky, and she's chatting to us about academic integrity, because March is known as the Academic Integrity Awareness Month. We've spoken about what the School of Management is all about, and we've also focused on why academic integrity is important. Now we're going to touch a little bit about the consequences of unethical behavior in academia. And before we actually talk about that, we already know that being ethical is important, because it's just knowing to do the right thing. And if you don't do the right thing, there's obviously consequences. Is there any repercussions that students go through, any processes for the School of Management in particular? Do you guys have your own processes for that? Or is there like a general process for all the students at UJ if they're unethical with their academics?
So UJ in general is very serious about this, as all universities globally are. And we have the UJ plagiarism policy.
Oh, yes.
And that states when somebody was doing something
unethically,
that they can then see what the rules are there that the university follows.
Yeah.
So we as a school follow those rules.
Okay.
But what we try to do is to turn it, to flip it over to the positive side.
Oh,
because
okay.
Plagiarism is quite a negative thing.
Yeah.
And people are scared of it.
Mm, you know, they think, extremely.
I hope that never happens to me, that I get, you know.
You get caught.
Get caught out.
Yeah.
So we try to put the emphasis on if you follow certain positive values and you remember that you're always honest and you're always fair, you take responsibility for your own work, then you won't get to that point
where you feel
I'm
percentage is so high, or you did something wrong.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I did some unethical thing and now the plagiarism policy is going to kick in. So what we do in the school, as the whole of the university does, if we do come across some unethical behavior, we let the student know immediately.
Yes.
We have a discussion with the student, and it's also dependent on the level of your studies.
Okay.
Now, if you are a first year and you're studying for the first time, I mean, how must you know these things?
Shame,
so
yes.
Then we go in much softer, and we try to assist, and we explain what went wrong, and we give another chance for somebody to redo what they've done.
Yes.
But when it gets to a second time or a third time misconduct, or even on higher level postgraduate studies, then it becomes very serious. And unfortunately, it can lead to dismissal.
Yes.
You can be expelled from the university. And also, people who study in programs where it is linked to accreditation bodies, like in the financial world, for example, where you get accredited and also in psychology, for example, on the legal side.
Yes.
It can be that you will never be allowed to be accredited with those bodies if there was any misconduct. So it is a very serious matter. And that is why we're putting so much emphasis on it right from day one when you start with your studying.
Yes, I think it's really important, especially knowing that in our country, there's a lot of things that happen and people don't actually bear the repercussions of their actions. Yes. I think as an institution, you're instilling good values in us as students to go out there and be better people in society one day when we graduate and take certain positions wherever we are.
Yes.
It's really, really nice. And then also, the School of Management, you mentioned a few other ones. Can you just mention them again for us, please?
The other schools or the other departments?
The other departments in the
other
School
departments
of Management.
The other departments in the school. It's Department of Business Management, Industrial Psychology and People Management,
yes,
Transport and Supply Chain Management, and Financial and Investment Management.
Okay. So let's say someone has been reprimanded not once, not twice, and before it leads to expulsion. Maybe the first time, like you said, you were an undergrad student and you didn't understand. And then it happened the second time by mistake. Maybe there was a referencing problem. The in-text referencing was incorrect, or maybe your bibliography was messed up. I don't know. How do you do that? Maybe it wasn't intentional. It just happened by mistake. Do you, I don't know, investigate with the students, sit them down, ask them how they started the assignments or what caused them to make that kind of mistake? Because I mean, like you said, at postgrad level, it's different than you would treat it with the first year students.
So we have an academic integrity committee in the school. And if we identify any misconduct in one of the departments, the department deal with it first. The lecturer, who is the closest to the student, will identify something and see. You can see very easily when it is a reference problem, just wrong referencing, or when it is blatant plagiarism.
Yeah.
So we then take that that document that the student has written, the assignment or the exam paper, and there is a tool that we use called Turnitin.
Oh, yeah.
It's also available to all students. It's on Blackboard. You can use it whenever you want to go and check.
Yes.
If your referencing is done well.
Yeah.
But we then look at that report as a something to guide us also in the seriousness of what the student have done. But we sit down with the student and we really have a conversation and we try to get to what lies behind it. Was this done deliberately or do they just don't understand? And that is going to determine what the outcome is.
Okay.
So we don't just have a set of rules and, you know, we don't go beyond them. We really take it on a case-by-case matter. And we sit down and we discuss it in detail, every single case that we have in the school.
Okay.
And we try to help the student so that they can learn from it.
And never do it again.
And not do it again.
And sometimes it just happens. But like you said, we have turned it in, and I'm sure everyone knows how to use turn it in by now, because there was nobody handing in assignments as hard copies. Everything went through turn it in. It would give you a percentage and you could re-edit whatever was wrong and re-upload it. So that is really, really helpful because it prevents us from being in such situations.
Absolutely.
We also
have in the school, we've done made some online videos where we can show, how do you read a Turnitin report and how do you actually interpret it?
Yeah.
Which we want to also distribute through Blackboard that all the students can see.
100%.
Because sometimes you see this and what does it actually mean?
What does it mean? You just see things highlighted red and green and you're like, what does this mean? Yes.
Okay, so I wanted to ask a question about the harsher, like, repercussions when you said that sometimes it could be that someone is not allowed to practice in that field at all. Mm-hmm. Is that only at, like, postgraduates, or could that be for third years as well?
It can be for a third year level if it is a reoccurring problem.
Oh, okay.
You know, or it is a blatant misconduct, like in an exam paper where something was copied. You know, it's a very serious offense, on a third year level.
Mm-hmm.
But we expect students when they get to an honors level or a postgrad diploma level that they should already know about these things. So it gets stricter and stricter, as you go along.
Then I'd assume at a doctorate level, it's like super, super, super strict.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. There you work with your supervisor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from day one, you know, you check everything.
Mm.
So if you don't leave it till the end when they hand in their thesis at the end. You work with it all the time.
Okay, yes.
That makes sense. Thank you.
All right. So anything else that you'd like to share with us before we conclude the interview?
I think just I want to say to all students that, you know, this can be a very daunting thing.
Yeah.
And you can worry about it, you know. You know, I don't want to get into this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you just follow the rules and you really take these values
to heart. Yes.
And apply it all the time, then you're going to be safe and you're going to actually...
Chances of you... doing plagiarizing anything will be very slim because at the end of the day you know that you've applied your knowledge, you've done everything that you can possibly can to pass
absolutely
with a distinction. Yes.
And then you're going to enjoy doing what you're doing in your studies and not be worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to see that when you leave UJ as a student, that this becomes a life skill.
Yes.
You know, that it's something that is in your
embedded
DNA.
In you.
And you just do it all the time. And that becomes your life value. And it's not only linked to academic, but that you have integrity in everything that you do.
That is beautiful. Is it actually one of our values here at the University of Johannesburg? Having integrity.
I think it is, yes.
I think so. It's marvelous.
Definitely.
Thank you, Prof, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that was Prof Drosky with us here in studio talking to us about the academic integrity awareness this month. Please remember, as a student at the University of Johannesburg, it is important that we carry integrity with us everywhere that we go, not just in our academic life, but in our personal lives too. It is 23 minutes past the hour, 2 o'clock, and we are almost out of here, but let's jump back into the tunes and then we're going to give you some headlines coming at 5:30. This is UJFM 95.4.
Young, vibrant style, and trendy. UJFM, shaping the future.